Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard. It is sports weekend across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden produces and contributing to the program as we roll along here through sports weekend, presented by American Premium Vodka and by Rocket Mortgage, where there's $10,000 in funds awaiting you for the closing costs. That's indeed right. Whether it's a condo, a home, maybe you're buying. I almost cut myself off here. Away we go. Welcome aboard. It is sports weekend. Lots to get to. Hey, listen, this could be a weekend where the Stanley Cup is finally decided. A Friday night get-together between, and it's more than a get-together, the Edmonton Oilers at Rogers Center in Edmonton, Alberta. We look forward to that with a very rabid fan base. We get into that. We'll look at the Duck Boat Parade in Boston commemorating the 18th World Championship of what I think is the greatest franchise in the history of sports, the Boston Celtics, but I'm extremely biased, right? I mean, the Yankees have, what, 27 World Championships, and I still put the Celtics above them and the Canadians. I put the hated Yankees in the stupid pinstripes. I put them third or fourth, but that's just my bias. Brock Hines will lead it off. The Duck Boat Parade started at the Garden. It made its way to, Boston Common by the state capitol. You had the governor, Maura Healey, the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, and then it worked its way to Hines Auditorium. So my first question for Brock Hines, our NHL and sports analyst, will be, is the place named after your family, Brock? Really? You never told me. We grew up together. We're growing old together. He's a great contributor. Daniel Ogden will contribute as well. Listen, we got a lot to get to, and I'm very, very excited about it. We got a great weekend ahead of us. I think we're headed to Game 7. I'm pulling big time for Edmonton. We'll break it down with Brock. Listen, Euro 2024, we'll check into that. Copa with Messi on Thursday night was exciting, a 2-0 victory over Canada. Argentina looks almost invincible. Look at baseball is starting to roll into not necessarily high gear. We're on third gear, right? We come back here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend on Sports Byline. It's part of Sports Overnight America. We're coming right back.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that you can now save even more when you shop with Amazon Access this summer? Amazon Access is your one-stop shop to learn about programs, discounts, and features that make shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable, like shopping select grocery items with Snap EBT or getting 50% off your monthly Prime membership with Prime Access. And now, Amazon Access introduces Access Discounts, a new program that offers exclusive discounts and deals to qualified customers. Visit amazon.com/access to learn how you can save 15 to 20% on select groceries and everyday essentials from brands like McCormick, Starkist, Frank's, Poise, Water Wipes, Depend, and more. Shop shelf-stable groceries, coffee and espresso products, condiments and seasonings, personal care items, and more at just a fraction of the cost. Save big with Amazon Access this summer and visit amazon.com/access to learn more about Access discounts today.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, a little sports weekend, little summer music to get you in the mood, right? I mean, this is great. Summer solstice yesterday. We roll into sports weekend. Love the month of June. We roll into July, July 4th, fireworks all over the place. And then what happens? Football starts. I tell you, you blink and you miss the month of July. And then August rolls around and we get into it. We still got a Stanley Cup to decide. Who better than our man Brock Hines? Brock, welcome aboard, pal. It is so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for popping on. It is Sports Weekend, heard throughout the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with iHeart, Tuned In, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Mr. Hines, how are you?
Oh, Marty, I'm doing great. And let me tell you something, or ask you something. You've been spending a lot of time, haven't you, looking for some great bumper music like that coming into these segments. Wow, great job.
Well, you know that I debuted in radio with you, WPOE, in our hometown of Greenfield, Massachusetts, back in August of 1980. But the station, Brock, struggled to get on the air, so I had to take a little three-month hiatus that spring of 80 up in the WFTN, the Lake Winnipesaukee region, WFTN, Franklin, Tilton, Northfield, New Hampshire. And 1980 is my favorite year for music. I'm serious.
You and me both. That Starbucks song was 1976, just to show you that I'm doing music and sports tonight. Oh, it's great stuff, Marty. And you mentioned the NFL. 6 weeks from yesterday is the preseason game. August 1st, the earliest they've ever had an NFL preseason game.
I know. You always
August
come prepared.
August 1st, Marty.
I know. You blink and summer's over. You know, the school year when we were kids, the school year took forever. And then summer, 10 weeks, you blinked and mom was taking you to, downtown Greenfield to buy you some school clothes. But, hey, we digress. I got to start right here. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. The Celtics, baby, 18 championships, Brock. And it started at the Garden, ended at Heinz Auditorium. No connection to the Heinz family, right? From Melrose,
spelled
Massachusetts?
Spelled differently, H-Y. You're
I
correct.
Know, I...
You know, one of the things, I know you know that. Hey, one of the things that you and I talked about, the full disclosure thing, we tell people when we're right and when we're wrong, all through April and May, you and I were shaking in our boots. Oh, the coaching of the Celtics, the inexperience, the guys aren't going to show up. That was the easiest five game. I don't care. The game four thing was an aberration. But that was simple. But we worried about the coaching and the experience, and the Celtics went wire-to-wire this season. Congratulations to them.
Brock, I never left an NBA Finals game early, but last Friday night, a week ago, I walked out. After the third quarter, I just said, I'm going back to the hotel. I can't take this. This is torture. It was just god-awful. Complete tank job, in my opinion. All right, Celtics aside, let's get to this. Brock, I am so amped up for Edmonton. This series, I'm telling you. And, Brock, I think we got to pay homage to that fan base. They were down 3-0. They were down 4-1. In terms of scores, they made it a 4-3 game. For them to come back last Saturday night, I'm doing this very same show, and I got up. I relieved myself. I got a sandwich. I came back during a commercial break, and next thing you know, it's 8-1. Brock, they're alive. So tell me, let's get to it. I don't mind telling people this is Friday night. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this game, and then maybe the series in totality. Let's hear. Go ahead.
It's confidence, Marty. It's momentum, both. A lot of people don't believe in momentum from game to game. I am a contrarian. I do, but I also believe in the confidence. The storyline that fascinates me, Marty, to see how tonight plays out is, and you know this too, following the four major sports, what respective cities put the most pressure on their respective teams to win? In other words, the NHL, the first team that comes to mind is Toronto. And I would say that Edmonton, they're starting to get impatient up there. Connor McDavid was drafted in 2015 in the first round of the draft. The person who was number two in that draft was Jack Eichel, who I covered for UMass at Boston University. I thought they were very close at 1 and 2. Then Eichel proved his worth after that. Triple-digit point years every year but one. Eichel kind of faded in the background, languished in Buffalo, then went out to Vegas and won his cup last year. Now, is the number one pick in that same draft going to win it this year? You know something, Marty? I went into the initial feelings that just like pitching and defense, quarterback and defense, goaltending and defense wins it. And I looked pretty smart the first three games. I thought Florida would do the same thing the Celtics did, 4 or 5 games. Yep. But something has happened. And what has happened, when I told you the coaching and the defense, or the goaltending role has absolutely flipped on his head. Skinner is all of a sudden Bobetsky, and Bobetsky is all of a sudden Skinner. I'm looking at Bobetsky's stats this afternoon. His save percentage, which was up in the 930s, is hovering around 90%. Anything below 910, you're starting to kind of wonder a little bit. And sure. Skinner, all of a sudden, in the last several games, has played excellent. And I think that's really the big key. You can look at McDavid, and yeah, sure, they've scored, you know, in the last 7 periods, whatever the stat is, all the points. I look at it more from the mental aspect, and I think these guys are riding their defense and their goaltender, of all things. I never thought you'd see that. The other thing really quickly, Marty, is it was Paul Maurice versus Chris Knobloch, a coach. Paul Maurice, who was coaching back when you were, I think you were working with the Celtics in the 1990s at 1510. He's been coaching since the mid-1990s when he was 28 years old, the second youngest coach ever to coach in the NHL. He's looking for his first Stanley Cup. This is the second time he's been there, third time rather, and once with Carolina, the second consecutive year with Florida. And I think right now he's being outcoached. I think Chris Knobloch, his first year in the NHL, is doing a great job.
Interesting.
I think he's being outcoached and beaten to his own game. I haven't really gone down the road that you asked me. What do I think about tonight? I'm going to put it this way, Marty, and if you drown in numbers too much, because everything's put out in front of you. You know me. I always approach sports from the mental angle. And I just think Florida needs to get away from Sunrise. Sunrise is not Toronto, but I just think there's more pressure on them at home to win. Their best chance for this series is tonight. If not, if they go back to Sunrise for Game 7 Monday night, it's their toast.
I couldn't, Brock. And Daniel, this is a floating non-network hard break. I want to get a couple extra minutes. We don't get Brock that much. He's a busy guy. If we can float to 24 or 25 after, that would be great. Want to welcome WGCH Greenwich, Connecticut, and he's going to give us the extra time. Thank you. I love having you on when we got a break where it's not a hard break for American Forces or the affiliates. And again, WGCH, Bob Small, operations manager on the Gold Coast of Connecticut. God bless you. I love the fact that we're on that great station on the fringes of New York City and Fairfield County and Westchester County. Brock, I'm telling you, I am so with you. I think Edmonton is going to win, and if they win on Friday night, I'm telling you, this series, they're gonna pick them off. What a collapse. And I hate to say it, Paul Maurice is going to get shown the door. He can't survive a blown 3-0 lead, Brock. I hate to say it, but he's out the door. He's gone. And they fire coaches in the NHL like people change their underwear. Let's hear.
Sounds like an overreaction, but I agree with you. If they go runner-runner, I would say that he probably has coached his last game in South Florida. The interesting part, Marty, what started this in this century about coming back from 03 was the Boston Red Sox with the Yankees. Now it's not as uncommon as it used to be. The last time it was done in hockey in the finals in the Stanley Cup was 1942. That's been on ABC over and over. It was Toronto beating Detroit. But you think about it, twice in the 2010s it happened. The Bruins were the victim. Flyers came back from 0-3 to beat them 4-3. The Bruins, though, went on the next year to atone and win the Cup. 2014, it was the Kings and the Sharks. Kings beat the Sharks in 14. Yep. Never happened in the NBA, but the time it happened in baseball was the Red Sox. So it's happened several times this decade. I don't think it's necessarily a big deal to win four games in a row, especially if you're down 0-3 and you've got a good team. That sounds like Captain Obvious. If you're the worst team and you're down 0-3, you're not going to come back. But I think Edmonton can trade punches with this team. So that's why I think if Florida does not win tonight, it's over. I think they're better off up there. Who had the most wins on the road in the NHL regular season? The Florida Panthers. So I'm going to pick a real quickly here. I know we're getting close. Evan Rodriguez, who played at Boston University with Jack Eichel, by the way, he has played tremendous for Florida. Matthew Tkachuk, I know he's done well, made that. I don't know what you think, Marty. I thought ABC did a great job showing all the different angles of that save over, above, the one with the empty netter, even though it didn't mean anything.
Oh, man.
Tip of the cap to ABC covering every angle, analyzing it. And Sean McDonough, I'm a huge fan. We talked about Emily Kaplan and her ability to be a great interviewer. Sean McDonough he gets a lot of flack from people. I still think he's tremendous at what he does.
All right, we still got 3 minutes. I agree with you on McDonough. He's done a great job. Brock, I want to turn gears. The Red Sox are in Cincinnati this weekend. Listen, I'm into it. Now, listen, the Yankees are going to run away and hide, but Toronto's got awful. They're a mess. Tampa Bay's a mess. We know what Baltimore and the Yankees are about. Look, the Red Sox are going to battle the Twins, I think. I'm into it a little bit. They're showing a little bit of moxie, and I was down on Cora. Give me we got about 3 minutes. Give me 90 seconds on the Red Sox because I was in New England. They're still on the top fold of the paper. That's still a baseball. I mean, it's a hockey town. I get it, and especially with what the Bruins are doing. And, you know, you could go back to Boston's roots. I think, is there any juice, or is it just me being so far away and getting a little bit excited about the Bo Sox? Tell me real quick.
I think you can get excited about them as a baseball fan. They're doing right about what I thought they'd be doing. They're five games above 500, so they got their best record. They will battle probably for the wild card until about August, and I think they'll probably run out of gas. But there's a lot of things to like about them. Several years away in a tough division with the Yankees and Baltimore, Marty. Jeez, what Baltimore has done over the last several years is tremendous. But, yeah, a favorable, they played a favorable schedule, and they've won the games they've had to win. They had the White Sox to pick on recently, I know, but they did well against the Phillies. They won the series against the Yankees. They sweep the Blue Jays in Toronto. Hey, good job. And they got Cincinnati now coming up, which will be an interesting series. But it's a baseball and hockey town. They were made a football town by Tom Brady. Prior to that, those are the two sports, I think, that really stir the straw here in Massachusetts. The Red Sox, and they'll always have a place in New England. And the Brewers, to an extent.
One minute and 10 seconds left. Barkley, I think he's going to be like a boxer. He's saying he's going to quit and retire. I don't believe it. We got to see him in the last Friday night in Dallas. I think it was a very hollow retirement announcement. I think he's going to have time over the summer. I don't know. NBC, Amazon, give me a quick hit on the NBA TV deal. I don't think Barkley's going anywhere. I don't believe him for a second. Not a second.
I don't either, and he can make his own schedule, and he is truly the most entertaining personality in sports as far as the analyst role is concerned. He knows his stuff, Marty, but he also, like I said, he's interesting. And there's a lot of analysts that are just dry, knowledgeable, good people. But when he comes on, I'm interested in what he has to say. And I think everybody's got a price, Marty, remember, everybody. If somebody makes him a good, fair offer, he may say, I only want to do a third or two-thirds of the season.
Yep.
They'll say, great, Charles, what can we do for a price? And he'll do it. I agree.
Best to your lovely wife, Lori Brock. We love you on this program. You've brought so much to the table. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, pal.
You too, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Yep. Brock Hines, wow. And thank you, Daniel, for extending us through that so we didn't let it get away. That was outstanding. All right, American Premium Vodka, Randy Byrne, Rhonda Byrne, Terry Cook, the whole crew there at American Premium Vodka. Listen, drink responsibly, celebrate responsibly, enjoy American Premium Vodka. I'm Marty Terrell, coming right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Like dying. Ooh, to the love that I'm in love, and my heart is so.
I can safely say it's the sounds of summer with Seals and Crofts. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'm Marty Terrell, and this is Sports Byline Broadcast. I mean, hey, Daniel, and I really love having you on, and Dom and Bailey and just the people that support this show. But without falling all over the guy, how good is Brock Hines? Seriously. I mean, come on, Daniel. The first thing you said to me was, A, I could listen to that guy for hours, number one. And number two, I said, as good as he sounds, he's a better person. How good was that content, huh? The hockey? I just sat back and was just in awe. I'm serious. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Hey, there's a reason that I said let's extend the segment, or you asked for the segment to extend, and I said,
we went five
why not? Let's go an extra 4 minutes.
I know. It was crazy. Oh, man, he's good. And his wife, Lori, what a dude. He is such a good guy. Deerfield Academy, Babson College, 30-some-odd years behind the mic of UMass hockey. And just I told him he should put a podcast together. When UMass won the title in 2021, there are some calls of he as an analyst and Donnie Morehouse as the play-by-play guy that are just unbelievable. I mean, it was just unbelievable. All right. All right. You know what I want to throw at you? I think this LeBron and Bronny deal with Phoenix may happen. So we're going to get, you know, LeBron with – think about this. LeBron with Kyrie in Cleveland. LeBron with AD in L.A. And now LeBron and Bronny with KD in Phoenix. He's not going to sign that 50-some-odd million-dollar extension or whatever. He's gonna say, I'll pass, opt out, and be a free agent, end up in the Phoenix Suns. How crazy would that be? You buying it or no?
I got to say I don't buy it. I feel like I just don't see him leaving L.A. I feel like he wants to get into acting and head down that road. So I just don't see him leaving L.A., but – I do feel like you're going to hear a few interesting rumors between now and the time that he signs that deal.
Well, you know what the pin is to burst that bubble? He got J.J. Redick hired. It looks stupid right now if he left L.A. He got J.J. Redick that job. He gets every coach fired wherever he goes, and he gets every coach hired wherever he goes. LeBron James is the star player. He's the coach, he's the player, and he's the general manager. Can we all agree on that? I mean, I'm telling you, he's Magic Johnson Redux. Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead fired. He gets every coach hired. And Magic Johnson was just the ultimate coach killer, and LeBron is right there. It's a photo finish at the wire. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That's why I just don't see it. Feel like maybe if Hurley had been hired, then there would be a possibility he might have left. But J.J. Redick, no coaching experience at any level. And you know, not only that, but like Steve Kerr, for example, never had head coaching experience, but he had been a GM prior to being hired as a head coach. And
in
he
Phoenix.
Didn't do a fantastic job as a GM. So I don't know. I feel like the whole J.J. Redick thing is, you know, my mom's a funny one because she's a casual fan of everything. And she saw the hire yesterday and she looks at me and she goes, good, they're going to stink.
I love it. I love your mom. Good job out of you, Mrs. Daniel. No, I love it. I do. And I hope they do too. Listen, this franchise is weird. Jeannie Bush is cuckoo. You know who she's married to, don't you, or engaged to?
Jay Moore.
Can you believe that?
I can. We had Jay Moore in studio, and he was telling us some stories about things going on behind the scenes, and it was quite interesting.
I love the guy. I really do. Jay Moore is outstanding. In fact, when I'm not a big Jim Rome guy, and when Rome takes time off and lets Jay Moore do the show, I'm into it. I'm promoting a different show on a different network, but I'm sorry. Jay Moore is great. But you know something? How is Rob Pelinka still running the show? How is Rob Pelinka still running the show in L.A.? You tell me. He would have been fired at every other franchise. What has he got on Jeannie Buss? He stinks.
Yeah, I have no idea. That roster. You know, it was funny. We were looking at, my buddy and I sent me the other day, and he's looking at one of the old rosters, you know, before they trade for Anthony Davis.
Right.
If you pull up that roster and look at it now, it's pretty wild.
How long will J.J. Redick last? I'll put the over and under at 2.5 years.
Oh, man, you're giving him – I'll take the under. I was going to go 1.5 years on the over-under.
I go 2.5. He might make a third year. But you know what? They offered Hurley, what, $70 million or $90 million? I think it was $70 million for 6 years or whatever it was. I mean, these numbers just don't make sense to me, so I don't even – I'm not fazed by the numbers. I'm just not. The numbers mean nothing. They're just numbers. But I honestly think – what did they say to J.J. Redick? You're the second choice? Nah, you weren't the second choice because Borrego was right there till the end, number one. And number two, look, he got a 4-year deal. I mean, if you're taking a head coaching job, you have to demand 5 years, don't you? You have to demand 5 years. Give me 20 seconds on that before we head to break.
Yeah, well, you know, perfect example of that would be how about Monty Williams? He's making money from two teams now, and he's getting paid $80 million over the next 3 years to do nothing.
Yeah, I don't know why he's upset, and he said he was blindsided. What do you care, Monty? You're blindsided. We're blindsided to think people are stupid enough, like the Detroit Pistons, and the money that they're throwing out. Between Phoenix and Detroit, $80 million, and you're squawking? Oh, go sit in the corner and pipe down. Just count your money, Monty. They did you a favor by firing you. Detroit's a disaster. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend. We're rolling along here. Daniel Ogden as well. We'll come right back. Don't go away. On Sports Overnight, it's Sports Weekend.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
I'm Marty Trow. Welcome back to Sports Week, and I love listening to the music. Hey, listen, it's summertime. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. All right? Got the jasmine in my mind. I got Seals and Crofts. I love it. I'm an old fogey, right? WGCH, 1490 News Talk, Fox Sports affiliate. I mean, Fox News Talk affiliate. Man, oh, man. Bob Small, thank you. Operations manager. Want to keep giving them all the props in the world. We've had just an amazing response to, in the first week, being on in Greenwich, Connecticut, Westchester County, Fairfield County. You got Darien, Westport, Mount Kisco, Bedford, Bedford Falls, Tuxedo Falls. That's where I want to live. I want to move to Tuxedo Falls, New York, and live there for a weekend. And I can say, I got my mail in Tuxedo Falls. Could you live in Tuxedo Falls, New York, Daniel? Being a West Coast guy, could you live in Tuxedo Falls? Can you imagine?
You know, I feel like I could probably live anywhere. And even if it's a town with about 7 people in it, I have full confidence that I would make friends with everybody.
Well, I also want to salute Marshalltown, Iowa, man. I mean, KFJB, they have been just remarkable to us. KFJB, Marshalltown, Iowa. Who else? Youngstown, Ohio. I mean, we're grabbing terrestrial affiliates like you read about, and it's just exciting and to get people involved in the people in Greenwich are like listening into the overnight and shooting me messages. It's really cool. And hopefully next week we're going to announce a new program and some other things we're doing. Thanks to Darren Peck, Ron Barr, and everybody. The suits, as I like to say. And I haven't seen Darren Peck ever in a suit. When I'm there, he's got a polo shirt on. His hair's a mess. He's running around kooky. Dom's going crazy. Everybody's running around nuts. But that's what it's like at network radio, so I love it. All right, let's turn our attention. You know, I want to do for, are you following the soccer at all? I'm going to guess. I don't think you even know that Euro 2024 is going on. I don't think you're paying attention. Am I right or wrong? Quick.
You're incorrect, sir.
You're into it?
Yeah, I like I do enjoy soccer. I can't say that I like watch EPL heavily or, you know, La Liga or any of those. But when it comes to international soccer, Euro Cup, Copa America, World Cup, I'm all the way in. I'm always down with the internationals.
Well, I've got a 12-year-old daughter, lovely Charlie Terrell. She's off at summer YMCA camp in Iowa. So, Charlie, have fun. No cell phone, which would be tough for a 12-year-old. But here's what I want to say. I want to say this with absolute virtual certainty. What happened to Holland or the Netherlands today was a total screw job. What a ridiculous call. The Netherlands won that game. I was incensed with that call. Now, in the old days, it would have been because I would have been stupid enough to gamble on it. But come on. Did you see this? They took a goal away. I'm so sick of every freaking goal being checked, and they're going to go up to the booth. They couldn't, and it wasn't offside. What it was that he interfered with the goaltender. Do you know what I'm talking about, Daniel? Because I'm irritated. It is so freaking rigged. It makes me crazy. And it's not about gambling, thank God, but it's just, it's awful.
So
it really and truly is, and I got some Dutch blood
here
in me, and I'm just totally upset.
I did get
upset.
A chance to watch, and for a 1-0 game, it was quite entertaining, but I did get a chance to watch Spain-Italy yesterday and Croatia-Albania the day before that. Croatia's just looked awful.
Yeah, but France just got away with it's
yeah,
so
I didn't,
big.
I missed
you
it.
Know,
so what happened exactly?
Well, I mean, Netherlands took a goal. I mean, made a goal, scored a goal, rather, at about the 73rd minute or 68th minute, whatever, 67th minute. And they took it down. You know, it said offside. Initially it was offside. And then, of course, you know, the place I was watching it didn't have the volume up. So I had to go with the, you know, what do you call it, with the words flashing up on the screen?
Subtitles.
Yeah, so the subtitles are rolling, and I'm following that. And then they took the freaking goal down, and they said, they interfered, and that the fingertips of the goaltender could have technically made the save. Oh, you know what? I'll give you a fingertip, all right. I mean, it was just a disaster. You know, and it was rigged. I mean, why don't we just say it? You know, France and Germany, go play for the title and don't string us along and don't just drive us cuckoo, because that's what they're doing. But you know what? I'm a sucker, because I'll be right back there tomorrow on a Saturday. I love waking up Saturday and Sunday morning to soccer. I know a lot of people think I'm blowing smoke. I love it. I do. And I'm gonna give a little plug here. We have two guys. We got Nico, who's done a great job. He's from Athens, Greece. He has done a absolute stellar job. And tomorrow night, Adam Whitmer from Des Moines, Iowa, is going to chime in for two segments. These guys are just cuckoo. I mean, these guys, Nico from Athens, Greece, as I call him, Fist Sauce, he has been unbelievable. And Saturday morning at the Hessen House, Sunday at the Hessen House, German bar in Des Moines, Iowa, is going to host. Also, the Royal Mile right off 4th Street in downtown Capital City, Des Moines, Iowa, my home base. I want to give these guys a shout out, because the soccer, or the quote-unquote, they want to, you know, they get technical, football fans, people are into it. I love it. I love it. I love fish and chips on Sunday morning. You sit there. You know, you have a nice Coca-Cola, the other people are drinking, and I'm drinking inordinate amounts of hops, but that's their deal. But the soccer is just unbelievable. You know what, Daniel, make a quick comment. I'm stunned, and I was out in the Bay Area visiting Darren and Ron back in the day, and the World Cup year, I was in San Francisco. What a city that is. Wow. When the World Cup's going on, San Francisco is crazy. It is bat-you-know-what crazy. Tell me about soccer, especially in your backyard there in Frisco. How about that?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different, whether wow. it's – I mean, especially, like you said, during the big tournaments, but even just regular season EPL, there's a lot of bars that are sort of just dedicated to either certain teams or countries, and you know, I think that's part of the beauty of this area, is it's just such a huge melting pot. I mean, there's so many people from different countries that love other sports. It's and I'll tell you what, my favorite, and this is probably why I always really kind of was into the international soccer, but we really, really, really kind of put it through the roof. Besides, I love the 2006 Italian run to the title. Gianluigi Buffon, my favorite soccer player ever. But I was in Rome when Juventus and Barcelona were in the Champions League final, and just to go out to a bar, and I mean, basically the whole country was shut down, and everybody's singing and having fun, and it's just so different from any sporting event here.
It's crazy. All right, you alerted me at the start of the show. I want to get into it. It's another very niche but popular discourse that appears on this program, Sports Weekend, here on Sports Byline, presented by American Premium Vodka and by Rocket Mortgage, with $10,000 down towards your closing cost. Here's where I want to go with you. Three straight weeks of Formula F1. Where are we starting? And I'll tell you right now, Verstappen is causing some controversy, huh?
Yeah, so they go Barcelona and then Austria, which is and it's sort of ironic because Austria is technically referred to as the Red Bull ring. Mm-hmm. And then Silverstone, which is in between Birmingham and London. And they can't sell out, and the race director came out and said, "Oh, it's well." He didn't name Verstappen, but he did say Red Bull's dominance has you know, lowered expectations for selling out. And the dumbest part of the whole thing is, McLaren won a race four races ago, and Ferrari won a race two races ago. And Max has won the other two, but his teammate hasn't finished in the points in the last two or three races. The other teams are all bringing upgrades, and they've improved their cars, and you know, it's kind of wide open right now, especially in terms of the team point standings. It really just comes down to pricing. They're the most expensive ticket in the European circuit, and they're showing why. That's why the tickets are not selling. It's very dumb. There's plenty of storylines to go around.
Well, you threw me a number too. You said where ticket prices rivaled the entire package for people to go, right? There was a package price, and then there was a single ticket price. Maybe I have it backwards, but I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean, explain that situation real quick.
Yeah, so I've seen people been commenting multiple different things. Number one, that they could go to Monza, which is in Italy, later in the summer for the whole weekend package for one day. Same price as one day at Silverstone. I've also seen people say that they can book their flight, and this is obviously they're already in Europe because it'd be much more expensive for me, but they can book their flight to Hungary, pay for the hotel, pay for the entire weekend of tickets, and it's still less amount of money than it is for the weekend to buy the whole weekend at Silverstone.
That's so crazy.
You know, it's just funny to see them raise the ticket prices and kind of get caught with their pants down. And Las Vegas sort of did the same thing last year. They ended up selling their tickets at like half price because they couldn't sell out. It was too expensive.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, yeah, people see that and then they just they hold off and they think the prices are coming down. And sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. It's a calculated risk. It really is. What did you think? Did you get a chance to watch Giants Cardinals on Thursday night? God, I thought that was great. And when they went back and showed 1954 vintage television, I don't want to catch you off guard, I thought it was great. I really did. I sat there and I thought of Willie, the Say Hey Kid. I thought of Juan Marichal, who's been great to our network here at Sports Byline. But I just thought, man, oh man, we have no idea what they endured. And the greatest tribute I heard about Willie Mays was, you could not teach him anything about baseball. He was just naturally good at every single facet of the game. Bat, arm, eyes, defense, offense, running bases. I mean, my God, being a great teammate. I mean, this dude was something else. Give me a quick hit.
Yeah, so I think growing up, you know, one of the first my dad sort of realized that I loved baseball, and one of the first things he ever showed me was the catch, and you know, he said, "This is the greatest play I've ever seen in baseball," and you know, I and he was a little over half Native American, so I think maybe that's a little bit of a bias in terms of the name that I'm going to say, but I think the only athlete that he maybe held in a higher regard than Willie Mays was Jim Thorpe. And, yeah, I mean, I was raised on Jim Thorpe, Willie Mays, and Larry Bird. That was my dad's sports trio.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, he robbed Vic Wertz, the pride of York, Pennsylvania, right outside Baltimore. And, you know, you look back at that, it was unbelievable. Vic Wertz, W-E-R-T-Z. And the guy was working in a beer distributorship, and he never could ever disassociate. Why would he? He wanted to associate with the greatest catch. I mean, just unbelievable catch. One of the greatest ever. All right, we come back. We'll put a close on it. What you're watching, what you're streaming, what you're screaming about in the world of sports, what will it be? I think it's got a good chance to be some soccer or maybe some puck over the weekend or maybe even Monday. We shall see. Sports Weekend, presented by American Premium Vodka and by Rocket Mortgage. We're coming right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend. Thanks for joining in and listening. You know, when you take time out of your busy life running around, putting food on the table, always really, really grateful for people who send us Skype messages, send us emails and text messages, because I'm stupid enough to give out my phone number on social media. And some people take their shots, which is fine. It goes with the territory. But man, oh, man, I want to thank some people. Tucker Byrne, Blake Byrne, Randy Byrne, Rhonda Byrne, the Byrne clan. I've said it before, mouthofthemidwest.com. I didn't post my blog today because we were in long, long meetings today. So I gave myself a Friday off. I took my Juneteenth on Friday, and I'll post a blog over the weekend, mouthofthemidwest.com. But our social media presence is headed to another level. We're doing some exciting things. So I wanted to take this time just to express gratitude for the folks, the aforementioned Randy and Rhonda and the Byrne family, and just the people who have rallied around not only the network but myself and have been so kind. It's just heartwarming to rebuild not only our life personally but professionally and provide for our families. It's really, really cool stuff. So I want to thank them truly from the bottom of my heart. We're doing some really fun stuff, and we're into the soccer. We're into Formula One. Daniel, man, I love having you. Great job out of Brock Hines today. Wow. So, we'll be back at it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 7 to 10. It'll be Sports Weekend, and for many of you affiliates, you're hearing this. And again, WGCH, Greenwich, and Westchester County, Fairfield County, Greenwich, Connecticut, and Westchester County in New York, and all those great suburbs of New York City, Darien, Norwalk, Mount Kisco, Bedford, Bedford Falls, Tuxedo Falls, and all the others. Danbury as well. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Daniel Ogden. Thank you again, Brock Hines. Enjoy your weekend. Stay tuned. If you're on Sports Weekend, we got another hour ahead, actually 2 hours ahead. And if you're with us live, 6-2 and even. Adios. Have a good weekend.